Sing a little chorus. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. I know your arm is not too short, and you can reach me too. I'm reaching out.
Lord bless each one tonight. I won't keep this long tonight. I want just to bring something to encourage you. And pray for the meetings that lie ahead. Brother Gary's going to be preaching on Sunday morning, and then we have Big Henry's coming on Sunday evening to share his testimony. How the Lord saved him from death in the crash. So if you can tell others, I know it's hard to get people to come in, but maybe they'll come and praise God. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, I want to read verse 7 of Corinthians 12. Let me just read right down. Let's stand our feet tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll read from verse 1 down to verse 7. It's verse 7, really. I want to talk about just a wee bit tonight. Praise God. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Let me just read on a bit. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads again this evening. And if you want prayer for anything, just lift your hand up before the Lord and remember you in prayer tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the Holy Spirit tonight. And we bless you for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you for the Spirit and the blood tonight. And for the Word of God tonight. And Lord, we come before you and pray that you'll wash us and sanctify us, everyone afresh, with the blood of the Lamb. And that you will fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. Help us to yield to you as we need your Spirit. We desire your Spirit. We want more of the same Spirit and these gifts of the Holy Spirit manifesting in our lives, in our midst. Lord, forgive us if we've spoken amiss or out of turn or wronged anyone or anyone's wronged us. Forgive them. And Lord, just have your way in our lives and in our homes in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now. And I thank you that you do in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I ask for the hands raised in this service that you will meet every single need in Jesus Christ's name. We pray for those here, you'll bless them. For those that couldn't be here, bless and strengthen them. We ask for Sister Carl and the boys at this time in New Zealand that you bless them, be with them as they travel back, give them traveling mercies, and just have your way in all of our lives and save all of our children as we claim the blood of Christ over them tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And we believe certainly in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I like what it says about the tongues, that there's diverse kinds of tongues. And then there's the interpretation of tongues. So there's different kinds of tongues. And there's not just the one tongue, but there's different kinds of tongues. And we know in other scriptures it talks about the tongue of man and the tongue of angels. And thank God tonight for tongues. And I think tongues is underrated. And one man that God really used in the field of tongues was John G. Lake. And John G. Lake was mightily used in tongues so much that when Lake would prepare to preach a sermon in his own study or room, and he'd wait upon God, and the Spirit of God would come on him in private, and he would pray in tongues, then God would give him the interpretation, and that was what he preached. And Lake operated like that many times. And there was a great miracle also where Lake was involved, where there's a woman in another country, and Lake prayed in the tongues, and at the same time, interceding for this particular woman, that she was healed by the power of God. Also, he had experiences like the disciple in the Bible, where he was translated from one place to another, like Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And you know where God moved him so many miles, but he never traveled them. God just took him over to wherever their minds went. I know that's too much for some people today, but if we're going to claim anything at all about being Pentecostal, these are the things we need to believe. And real Pentecostals, this is what they believe. They believe in tongues, and they have no shelves in their gatherings for the meter. They don't have any, because there was no shelves back here. And if God has said he's going to bring us back, according to the Malachi messenger, to a full restoration of all things, there's no way he can do away with the gifts. That is contrary to Scripture. He never takes away. God's prophet at the end time said, God does not take away, he adds to. It's never less, it should be more. But we should be praying for the Spirit, for the manifestation of the Spirit more and more. And also I want to say the Holy Spirit's not a dictator. The Holy Spirit doesn't come as a dictator. The Holy Spirit comes as a helper, not a dictator. And thank God he's not a dictator, he's a helper. And the gifts of the Spirit are for the edification of the body of Christ, to help God's people, to edify them, not to take the legs from under them, but to put the legs under them, if you like. The opposite. Amen. How many believe that tonight? That's what the Holy Spirit's for. And when Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to the disciples, he spoke of him in terms of such, the helper, the comforter, the guide, or the teacher. And these were the things that Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit. He is a helper, he is a comforter, he is a guide, and he is a teacher. And then the Bible tells us the sons of God are led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I would that God would lead us by his Holy Spirit more and more, more and more. He does not force the believer or make you do things against the believer's own will. Because if you're going to tell me he does do that, well then let him do it to people that's not saved and get them saved. He doesn't work like that. And you know, when God called you, the Holy Spirit brought you. The Holy Spirit worked in you. Even if you didn't know it was the Holy Spirit, that's what done it. Because no man can come to me except my Father draweth him. And no man can know him save to him who the Son will reveal him. So the Holy Spirit. And people say, nobody, they're saved and they've never known anything about the Holy Spirit. That's not really right. Because if somebody is saved, the Holy Spirit had to do something for them to get saved. Now, the Holy Spirit drawed them, spoke to them, whether he anointed a preacher or moved on a track, or there's so many ways God can work, but the Holy Spirit still done it. Now, them being filled, that's a different thing. Or baptized, that's a different thing. But already the Holy Spirit's worked on them. And even if they don't know it, that is a fact. That's true. Amen. Hebrews 10 and 9. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 29 talks about it. The Holy Spirit is called in Hebrews 10 29 the Spirit of grace. Amen. So it's not that you're forced to do it. The Spirit of grace. God works with grace. Amen. Where the Lord leads you to do something, moves you to do it, leads you to do it, and he's called the Spirit of grace, and he wants to be received as a welcome guest. The Holy Spirit wants to be received as the welcome guest. He won't force his way in. Paul talks about the freedom that proceeds from the Holy Spirit. Freedom. This Holy Spirit is a spirit of liberty. Not of fear, but it brings freedom. So where the Holy Spirit is, there's liberty. And if there's not liberty, then the Holy Spirit's not really working right, because there should be liberty if the Holy Spirit's there. And then there's grieving the Holy Spirit. You can grieve the Holy Spirit away. We can do things. We're all guilty of it. Don't ever think that you've never done it, because every one of us is guilty, I'm sure. I'm sure I am. and others as well that we've grieved the Holy Spirit at times in our lives. And we've maybe said something at the wrong time or done something, and we just feel we've grieved the Holy Spirit. And he's like the dove. And you know the wrong thing and the dove's gone. And that's like the Holy Spirit. And we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians tells us, whereby we're sealed unto the day of redemption. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 says this. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We certainly need God's Spirit more. Now, I'm not saying God's Spirit's not working. I'm not saying God's Spirit hasn't moved, but we need more. How many believe that tonight? We want the Holy Spirit to move more. I, as an individual, want the Holy Spirit more. I want the Spirit of God to move in me more. I trust that you want the Spirit of God to move in you more. And if we all come in a unity of that belief and desire, God will do something. I believe God will do something. But we need the Holy Spirit to move. And the Holy Spirit brings liberty. Paul the Apostle, he talks about this freedom of the Holy Spirit. And the baptized believer, Israel's come out of a bondage. They come out of a bondage that they were in. They were under the law of Moses. And they come out of that bondage. And the Holy Spirit brings us out of all bondage. There is a freedom with the Holy Spirit. And there is Christian people that are in denominational bondage or bondages. It can be anywhere in any group. I'm not saying any group. Everywhere has it. There's bondages. But the Holy Spirit brings us out of any of them bondages. And people can be in bondages in their lives and they let things go and go and they get into bondages and the Holy Spirit can bring them out of any of them bondages. Just like he brought the children of Israel out from bondage. And he brought them into greater light and greater liberty. We need the Holy Spirit to bring us the same way. Romans 8:15 says this. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the fact that you cry, Abba, Father, is the Holy Spirit in you. Crying to God. Moving and praying. And it's like I say, a fellow once made a statement that he wasn't preaching till only a certain group and he didn't really care about the rest of. And I got up in a certain place behind a certain man that made a statement like that. And you know what I told the whole church? I don't care if they liked it or not. I believe it was the truth. I said, that's evidence to me he hasn't got the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm telling you what, those people didn't like me saying that. But I believe that. Because there's no way the Holy Spirit could talk through any man's lips and say, he's just a foolish virgin. I'm not worried about him. The Holy Spirit cannot say that. Do you know why? Because that is contrary to the Word of God. Because Jesus said, it's not my will that any should perish. That all should come to the saving knowledge of the truth. And the Holy Spirit will not lead you to say something contrary to the Word of God. But he will glorify Jesus. He will exalt the Lord. He will bring you to the Father. Amen. So he won't make you think that they haven't come up to where somebody's at. So forget about them sort of attitude. They're no good type of thing. It's like your brother Mark was sharing with me. Hope he doesn't mind me saying. The other day, he got out of church, but the brother told him about the eagle. And he was an eagle, and he came out of a denomination. Now, when he came out, he didn't become an eagle when he came out. He always was an eagle. When he was in there, he was still an eagle. But he says what happens with some of them when they come out, they stone the rest of the eagles that's left in. And there could be still some eagles in some places. And this fella said, what happens is a lot of people, they stone them. And they forget God brought them out. And that's true for every one of us. Amen. And we were always were eagles, or else we weren't eagles at all. Because you can't become an eagle, you always were an eagle in the spiritual sense. Amen. And you always were a son of God, whether you knew it or not. Before the foundations of the world, God in his foreknowledge knew every one of us and predestined us to become sons and daughters of God. He knew it. And God wants doesn't want us to have an attitude of a couldn't care less either. That's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead us. The Holy Spirit will drive us in a way submissively that we will do God's work. That's the Holy Spirit. There's no way the devil's going to lead you to go and tell people to get saved and preach the gospel. The devil's not going to do that, is he? He'll do the opposite to that. My goodness, he's definitely not going to do that. He'll take you to the pub or something, or for a session of smoking and drinking, or whatever. But he'll not lead you in the right way. He'll lead you in the wrong way. Amen. But we want to lead in the Holy Spirit, which makes us cry, Abba, Father. So the Holy Spirit will only work with us as we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. There is a yielding to the Holy Spirit. You listen, I'm sure, I don't know how many has listened to William Branham's sermons, but I listen to him a lot still. I listen to him a lot because I believe he's a prophet sent from God. But every time you listen to him, and especially if you go into the messages before 1960, there's a lot of the prayer lines. And every time when he comes to the end of it, he doesn't just finish off and just pray for people and stuff like that. He's waiting for the Holy Spirit. And he's yielding himself. And he's praying and he says, I don't say he will come, but I'm believing he'll come. And if he doesn't come, there's nothing I can do. But that man was a prophet of God. So what can we do if the Lord doesn't help us? We need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need to acknowledge that. That we need the help of the Holy Spirit. But we also need to acknowledge if we yield ourselves, he'll fill us and use us. And we need to yield. The more we yield, the more we can have. I believe that tonight. The more we yield, the more we can have of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit will glorify the Lord. You know, in John 3 verse 34 it says this, for he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. So Jesus never received the Holy Spirit by measure, but he received the Holy Spirit in fullness. Now you say, could somebody have more of the Holy Spirit than somebody else? Personally, I believe they could have. That's just me. You might say I'm wrong. That's all right, but I believe they could have. Because I believe the more we yield ourselves, the more he'll fill us, the more he'll use us, and the more he'll do with us, the more we yield ourselves. And you can't put some man's portion on another man. They're two different people, two different times and everything. We need the Lord to help us now. Amen. Isn't that right? And every one of us can expect God to fill us and use us. And as we yield ourselves, God can fill us. And beyond what I believe we could really think God could do with. And I know I want that. And I know I'm sure you want it. And we may have as much Holy Spirit as we're willing to receive, basically. That's as much as we can have. Who's ever read? I know it hasn't never happened probably lately, but I've read a man of God in the day gone by. One man of God said, please, Lord, stop. Don't give me any more. I cannot take no more. Stop. The power of God was coming on him that much. He asked the Lord to stop. Now, I know that's maybe not the case today. And, you know, but how many heard of testimonies like that? For God really moved in such a way. But you see, in order to receive, we must voluntarily yield ourselves to the control of the Holy Spirit. So that when there's wee things we want to do, maybe the Holy Spirit doesn't want us to do them. Now you say, Brother Tom, this is works. Not works. There's a walk with God, with the Holy Spirit. There is a certain walk where we can walk close to the Lord, and we have to really yield ourselves and let the Holy Spirit lead us. He will never, you know, force us to do something against our will, but he will lead us. And God can put obstacles in your way to bring you his way. Let me say it like that. God can, because he loves us, he chastens us. There's no question about it. God chastens us. And it's good that if God does chasten us, that proves we're sons. Amen. We're not illegitimate. We are sons of God when we know God chastens us. Now, some people think the Holy Spirit forces them to speak in tongues. I don't believe that. I believe it is a gift. It comes naturally. It's a gift of tongues that'll just flow out naturally without any forcing it or anything. It's the Holy Spirit. You know, and I believe that's how the Holy Spirit works. It's like, look, when I sent in Czechoslovakia and the people said what they said in a completely different language, how come I knew it? I never tried to get myself to know it or said I'll decide what they're saying. That never happened. God, in mercy, let me know what they're saying in English. That's all I can say to you. But they never spoke in English, but I heard it in English. They spoke it in their language. But the Holy Spirit, you see, can interpret every language. Amen. And he knows every single language, every language. There's no language that he doesn't know. So, you see, somebody could say, you see, people have an idea that tongues could be, maybe it's like an actual language. Then you could learn it, or somebody could know it, say it's Russian or something, right? That could be true. But God could give you any language at all by the Holy Spirit. And, it, you know, where you're somewhere and God could just give you it. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They preached them in their language, what they never learned. God supernaturally gave them it. And I think I mentioned before, many visitors came up there at that time of the year, and it was thousands. And they preached them in the language, what they'd never learned. And there was all them different languages, but God gave them it. It's like taking a man away out to Africa and Shona language or Poland in the Polish language, and the Holy Spirit could move in that preacher and he preaches fluently in their language. And yet the man's maybe never learned one bit of it. But that's the Spirit of God can do that. But that person would yield themselves. But he wouldn't try and make himself do it. The Holy Spirit would use him to do it. Isn't that right? And it would just flow. Amen. I've heard of men of God that's done that. They've preached in a language when they've went somewhere and God supernaturally gave them it. You see, Acts 2:4 says this, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, some people belittle this, that it was just a language. Right. Let's say, but let's even take it. It was a language, right? But let's say it was a language of that day, which they did preach to him. But let's put it like this. If nobody in this room could speak French tonight, and I told you, well, I want you to get up here and preach a sermon in French. That's what it was like. God gave them it. Where they never went one day to college or nothing. And when the Spirit came on them, they spoke it out fluently in that language. You just imagine you're somewhere and it's French, the Congo's French-speaking people. And you just get up there and God gives you to preach to them Congolese in absolute perfect French. They'd be amazed, I'll tell you. Even the accent of it. Think of the accent of it. Think of here in Northern Ireland. We have a real brogue. We don't realize it, but when other people hear us, or we go somewhere else and we catch the different brogues here, the Bellarmina brogue, and you know the different brogues here. The Holy Spirit can even give that. He can give it in such a way that's just like the people from that place. That's how accurate the Holy Spirit is. Amen. And that's how tongues is wonderful. It's a wonderful gift. I don't believe it should ever be put down or belittled. It's a gift that's a powerful gift. And the disciples began to speak themselves, and the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Acts 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 says this. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. The Lord is that Spirit, and we must yield completely, unreservedly to the Spirit of God. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not the final goal for us in that sense. When we get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we still go on with God. We have to go on with God, and we need to be led on with God, and Christian living and everything, and go on with things of God. Now, I've wrote this down, this word here. There is utilizing God's total provision. Is utilizing it. If you were in the army and you had your kit bag and you had, say you had a knife, a Rambo knife, and a gun or whatever, say you have all the tools what you need, But you have a pack there, for a ration pack as well. And you have all them things. But you might have to utilize some of them things. But you have it with you. It's there. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit are absolutely available. It's not that they're blanked out and you can't have them. Paul tells us we can have them. Paul says we're to covet earnestly the best gifts. We can have the gifts. If we show a desire and a willingness for them, God can give them to us. And God has made full provision to meet every need of every single believer, every single one of us, in the area of our life, on every aspect of our experience. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says this, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. Amen. God wants us to abound in every good work. 2 Peter 1 verse 3, and I'm going to come to close. According as his divine power is given unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. The Lord's done it. He's given us all we need. He's made the full provision. We have the full kit available. There is a resource tonight for the believer. There's the 9 gifts, fruits of spirit. There's everything we need. And I'm going to tell you, there's a name we have been given. And we have a right to invoke that name, to use that name. And when we use that name, God will answer us when we use that name. Because he says, whatsoever we ask in that name, we can have it. Praise the Lord. Let's come for a time tonight and just pray for a little bit this evening before we go. And remember Brother Gary on Sunday and Brother Henry as well Sunday evening. And I want Henry to have his liberty. I might share a short message if there's time. If there's not, it won't matter. I just want the Lord to have his way. And I don't know what's going to happen, but we want God to move. Amen. And we want the Holy Spirit to move. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the day of Pentecost. We thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that the Holy Ghost has been poured out and we can receive your Spirit. And Lord, you promised that you would give us the Spirit. For you said it's promised to them and to their children, even to them that's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You said that in the last days you'd pour out your Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters would prophesy, and the old men would dream dreams, the young men would see visions. And upon my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out of my Spirit. Lord, we need your Spirit. We need a liberty that's not human, what's not natural. We need a filling of the Holy Ghost. Rid us of our own ideas, our own ways. Take away lukewarmness from us and fill us with fire. With the Holy Ghost afresh, with a fresh unction, with a fresh anointing, with a fresh vision, with a fresh outlook. Stir up the gifts in your people that's in the Meridi. Stir up the gift that is within thee. Lord, that's your word tonight. Stir us, I pray, and help us to yield more and more to the Holy Spirit. Forgive us, Lord, when we do our own thing and go our own way and are backbiting and anything we do, we shouldn't do. Lord, sanctify us tonight. And fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost, I pray. Move in our children, Lord. Move in our sons. Move in our daughters. Save them. Deliver them. Hell's a reality. And heaven is a reality. And Lord, we know that there's only one way of escape. And that is through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, we thank you tonight for the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Help us, I pray, dear Jesus. Bind every foul spirit, every unclean spirit, every demonic spirit. I take authority over false religious spirits in this building tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, on image worship and everything that's contrary to the word of God. And Lord, we set you at the peak, at the top, and the middle, And we speak your name, the name of Jesus Christ, that you're Lord of our lives, Lord of this room, Lord of this service, Lord of our homes. We proclaim you, Jesus Christ, as Lord of all. And we worship you tonight, Lord Jesus, and magnify your name. We're not ashamed, Lord, of you tonight, because you're not ashamed of us. We thank you that you put our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. They were in it from the very foundations of the world. And we will overcome the enemy because our names is in that book. Your word declares it, and we believe the word of God. Help us, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit come on us in private as individuals and open to us the fountains of the depth of revelation of the word of God. Oh God, stimulate us, I pray, with revelation in Jesus' precious name. Father, have your way in all of our lives. For those that's been praying for this past week, manifest your glory and your healing power upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. We think of Nigel's daughter, Lord, and we pray these lumps will completely go away and not come back. For Robert, for others, that you'll touch them and minister to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this evening. Father, for Brother Gary, for that Sunday of Avatari, that you'll anoint him, that you'll use him, that you'll speak to them, that you'll give them the words to speak and wisdom and guidance and the Holy Spirit. And for Big Henry of Avatari, this Sunday evening, bless him, anoint him. Oh God, speak through him, we pray, and bring people to hear the gospel, to be saved, for we know you're coming again. Bless Israel tonight. Bless them, we pray. Protect them from the enemy. Stand up, Lord, over all the works of darkness at this time, and we plead your precious blood all over them. Just like Moses applied the blood on the door lintels, we apply the blood over them tonight in prayer, and we plead your blood on them, and we plead your blood even in this very room, on our children, in our homes, and all that's near and dear to us. We plead the merits of your blood tonight in Jesus' precious name. Bless us now. Bless everyone in this room, from the youngest to the oldest, and have your way in all of our lives. For the wives that had to work or at home, and the children, bless them, be with them, strengthen them, comfort them. For the sisters that need a mighty touch from you, give them it, Lord. For any brothers that need a mighty touch, give them it. For the backslidden tonight, oh God, move on them. May they be like the prodigal son. May the Holy Spirit move on them and bring them to their senses. Bring every one of us to our full senses, to where we're at, and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Praise God.